The passages describe the Mosaic sacrificial system and its ultimate fulfillment in Christ. The main characters are the Lord who gives the instructions, Moses who receives them, the Israelite worshiper, and the priests from Aaron's line. The context is the establishment of the covenant at Mount Sinai, where God provides laws for worship and atonement. In Leviticus, the Lord calls to Moses from the tent of meeting and commands him to instruct the Israelites on bringing offerings. The text details procedures for three primary offerings. For a burnt offering from the herd, the worshiper presents a male without defect, lays a hand on its head, and slaughters it. The priests splash the blood, and the entire animal is burned on the altar as a pleasing aroma. Similar procedures govern burnt offerings from the flock or birds. For a grain offering, the worshiper brings fine flour with oil and incense, the priest burns a memorial portion, and the remainder goes to the priests. For a fellowship offering from the herd, or flock, the worshiper presents an unblemished animal, lays a hand on it, and slaughters it. The priests splash the blood and burn the specified fat and organs on the altar. The New Testament passage in Ephesians presents Christ's self-sacrifice as the archetype of a fragrant offering to God. The psalm text states that God ultimately desired obedience over ritual sacrifice, with the speaker declaring a readiness to do God's will. The trajectory moves from the detailed physical sacrificial rituals of the Levitical law to the declaration in the Psalms that God's primary desire is for obedient hearts, culminating in the New Testament presentation of Christ's singular perfect sacrifice. This sequence positions the Old Testament sacrificial system as a temporary symbolic provision for atonement that finds its complete and final meaning in the person and work of Jesus Christ.